Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, long-standing England women's captain Steph Houghton has stepped down from her role due to uncertainty with injuries. Her replacement, Leah Williamson, has big shoes to fill. There are fewer than 100 days to go until England hosts the Women's European Championships this summer. And it's going to be a big deal. It took just 43 minutes for all 90,000 tickets for the Wembley final to sell out. Ticket sales across the matches have already exceeded the total sold for the 2017 tournament by over 100,000.
Any football fan, I think, genuinely buy your tickets for any game, not just England games. I genuinely believe it's going to be a competitive tournament and a fantastic tournament for us to host.
For the England team, this is a chance to showcase the progress it's made due to increased revenue and coverage of the Women's Super League this season. But captain Steph Houghton has been plagued by injury recently.
And it was quickly the decision was made that Steph Houghton won't be able to play in these next two games. Now, the reason this personally is a big blow for her is because Steph Houghton's been England captain for 7 years. But going into this camp, Serena Wiegmann said she wanted to take this, you know, the next two games against North Macedonia, against Luxembourg, to assess her squad and make a decision on who will lead England permanently going forward. This was effectively Steph Houghton's audition again to prove to the new head coach she was the right leader for this team going forward. Unfortunately, she will not get the chance to do so here at St Mary's tonight against North Macedonia.
So it was time to hand the armband to a new permanent captain. Steph Houghton says her replacement is a deserving and driven leader. It will be Arsenal's Leah Williamson who will lead England's women out on home soil this summer. And she's certainly looking forward to it. Here she is talking to BBC Sport.
I just think football in this country, football culture in this country is unbelievable, isn't it? So yeah. For us to have the opportunity to do that now, who wouldn't want to be involved in that?
Leah Williamson has just signed a new contract with Arsenal, where she's been since 2006, when she was just 9 years old. She's extremely versatile. She can play in midfield or defence. She's partial to a sliding tackle, can rise up to win headers, and she's extremely athletic. So much so that when she saw Greg Rutherford compete in the long jump in 2012, she wondered how she could get to the Olympics in a sport other than football. She was a talented runner and enjoyed athletics, but she did eventually end up competing for Team GB's women's football team at the Tokyo Games in 2021. England's new captain has also proved that she can hold her nerve. When she was playing for the under-19s in a European Championship qualifier, Leah Williamson scored a penalty in injury time, but it was disallowed due to encroachment in the box. The rules state that the referee should award a retake, but on the day, the referee awarded an indirect free kick to Norway. England challenged the decision, and so the game had to be replayed from the penalty kick onwards, 5 days later. Up stepped Leah Williamson. Was there ever any doubt?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Leah Williamson's family are always behind her too. When she won the Women's Super League with Arsenal in 2019, she ran straight to her mum to celebrate. And when she was asked to be England captain, she told the BBC that the first thing she did was...
Just obviously rang my mum.
But what was the call like with your mum?
I don't think I'm allowed to say it right now, but the words that she used. Yeah, she just said, oh, I'm like, enjoy it, we'll be there.
She also has some high-profile fans. Ian Wright made this video when she was selected for the Women's World Cup in 2019.
He's somebody that I've got a lot of admiration for. Fantastic player, now a league winner, and a lifelong Arsenal supporter. I just want to say, Leah Williamson, congratulations on being picked for the Women's World Cup to represent our great country.
When England kick off the Women's Euros at Old Trafford against Austria on July the 6th, it will be Leah Williamson that leads the team out. It seems the England team are in good hands with her. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's story, why not subscribe to The Playmaker on your podcast app so you don't miss future episodes. It was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and mixed by Imi Harper.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.